Rosemary Hotzenlot, founder of Project Management Perspectives and facilitator of an audio series by key project management professionals on what business leaders must understand about accelerating execution of their strategy through project work. Today I'm here with Mike Jenkins, the Managing Director of the Quilogy Healthcare National Practice. Mike is a PMP, which is a project management professional, an MBA, and a member of HIMSS, and the Microsoft MS Hug Group, and he's been influencing the vision and development of technology solutions in the healthcare space for a decade. So welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Rosemary. Glad to be here.
The project management industry is really facing a lot of challenges. One of them right now is certainly in the healthcare. It's really taking a lot of the headlines in our newspapers, on the web. And so Mike is going to be here today talking about how project management improves healthcare stimulus outcomes. So Mike, what's the story behind this topic?
So the U.S. government has set aside $147 billion stimulus dollars for healthcare. $19 billion of this is to encourage physicians to migrate to electronic medical records and to show meaningful use of this technology to benefit patients. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of practicing physicians who still use paper. They're overworked. They don't have time to learn new technology. The project management community has tools and techniques to help them get it right the first time. It can save them time and make them money. It's possible for a single physician to earn up to $20,000 from this government stimulus if they act quickly and show value by deploying an electronic medical record system. Hospitals can earn even more.
So it sounds like the healthcare industry has a lot of opportunities to use project management, and it's actually not going to cost them money, but it's going to earn them some money. So really, what is a potential solution to this migration?
Well, me, a little bit of background. On February 17th of 2009, President Obama signed into law the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, also known as the Stimulus Bill. It's worth $787 billion. $147 billion of this was set aside for healthcare improvements. All of this intended to benefit the patients by increasing healthcare transparency, reducing errors, getting the patient more involved in their treatment options, and decreasing work. This will benefit the healthcare industry by allowing patients to manage their own data and provide electronic records that can be searched, copied, and transported far more efficiently than the current paper-based charts. The project management value here is it's often, no one has time to get it right the first time, but using project management tools and techniques, they actually can get it right the first time.
So what else can practicing physicians do?
Well, the average practicing physician today has more debt, less time, and gets paid less than ever. They're pushed to see more patients and their insurance costs are higher. Many are leaving healthcare. Their schedule is based around spending no more than 5 minutes with each patient. There are technologies in the market that can help them, but they don't have time, money, or motivation to invest in installing and learning these technologies. The stimulus package starts by providing a carrot to anyone willing to get in early. A physician can earn up to $20,000 depending on when they start using it, $8,000 if they show meaningful use in 2011, $6,000 in 2012, $4,000 in 2013, $2,000 in 2014, and after 2015, they are penalized for not using the technology.
Those are just amazing statistics, and certainly a lot of financial rewards for the healthcare industry to move towards electronic records. How can the project management domain help the industry?
Great question. These physicians can use project management techniques to install, configure, test, train, and prove meaningful use of electronic medical technologies. Not using this approach will cost them time. It'll cost their staff time, it'll decrease patient safety, and they miss the stimulus checks. All of these can be avoided using project management. They plan the tasks, they stick to the plan, they make it important and relevant, they follow up quickly when they get off track, they get their patients on board, and they earn their stimulus money.
Excellent. And so specifically, how does Quilogy help these physicians or the healthcare industry use project management techniques to accelerate the implementation of their initiatives?
Well, Quillity does just that. We start the process by understanding the physician's business, and we spend some time working with them to make sure we know what exactly they do and what they need out of a system. And then we bring in project managers and some developer types and install products and manage the clients, manage the physicians, manage their staff, manage all the stakeholders that ultimately have skin in the game for this particular endeavor, and make sure we get it right the first time.
Excellent. And so you have basically shared that project management can be used to help physicians qualify for the stimulus money. And Mike has decades of experience that allows him to state that he absolutely knows the healthcare industry. He knows how to use technology to improve outcomes. He knows and understands the specific stimulus funding that's available as a financial remuneration for physicians and healthcare organizations. He knows how to manage these types of projects. Mike Jenkins, again, Managing Director of Quillity, can be contacted at quillity.com. That's Quillogy.com. So, Mike, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rosemary. I enjoyed this.